Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, it feels good to say that to you again, blessed Savior. It feels good to be back to worship together with you, our great God. And even more, it's an honor to proclaim his life-changing word. And speaking of words, our culture is full of words, full of sounds, full of voices. About a month ago, on January 1st, on New Year's Day, I was in Dallas, Texas with a bunch of close friends of mine. We were at the IMAX theater, ready to watch the blockbuster movie of the winter season, Star Wars Episode 7. Raise your hand if you have seen this movie. Yeah, that's what I figured. Many of us have seen this movie. I mean, after all, it shattered box office records. In the opening weekend alone, it made over $500 million globally. That is ridiculous. And there is no better way to watch this movie than to see it on an IMAX screen, which is over 70 feet wide and 50 feet tall, with super high definition and characters that are larger than life. The action is right up in your face. And let's not forget about surround sound. I mean, you got speakers in front of you, speakers behind you, they're to your right and to your left in the ceiling, and sometimes underneath your seat. Surround sound. I guess it's true when they say that IMAX is an immersion experience. I didn't feel like I was watching Star Wars, I felt like I was in it. And an IMAX experience, it's just a small version of everyday life, everyday culture full of sounds, full of voices. We hear tons of voices, don't we? Voices from news anchors, voices from sports reporters, voices from pop artists, rappers, country singers, movie stars, TV stars, voices from parents, siblings, and friends, voices in school from teachers, staff, and peers. It's a surround sound of voices, brothers and sisters. It's like we're living in an IMAX theater. Voices coming from all sorts of different directions and different speakers. In fact, later today, millions of Americans will gather around a television, some 80 inches big or bigger, to watch and hear Super Bowl 50. And they're not just watching the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. They are listening, especially listening for those creative and funny Super Bowl commercials. You know what I'm talking about. Super Bowl commercials. Talk about a surround sound of voices. So let me ask you, what voices are you listening to? What voices guide and shape and direct your life? What voices are you listening to? Perhaps you're listening to the voices of celebrities. Perhaps you're listening to the voices over social media from Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Or perhaps, with the presidential election coming up, you're listening to the voices of party debates, like President or Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders and their proposals on how to create more jobs, gun control, immigration, national security, on the Islamic State, and terrorism. Or perhaps you're listening to the Republican candidates and their proposals on gun control, immigration and refugees, national security, on the Islamic State, and terrorism. Probably later today, many of us will be listening to the voices of Super Bowl commercials, perhaps from Doritos or Old Spice or Budweiser, or maybe even Burger King. Have it your way. It's one of the mottos of our modern culture, isn't it? Or maybe Nike and their slogan, Just Do It. It's kind of a slogan of our society. Our world is surrounded by voices. So what voices are you listening to? In our gospel reading this morning, we see and hear the story of the Transfiguration today. We celebrate it. You know, it's interesting, though. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl, and there are tons of people that are excited for this. Are you excited for Super Bowl 50? I mean, I'll be honest, I'm quite excited for this. It's a huge thing for pro football fans, and the NFL is going to do it big this year for its 50-year commemoration. But brothers and sisters, we have something more, something greater to be excited about. And you know what I'm talking about, Jesus' transfiguration. It's significant. It's memorable, one of the most significant events in history. We celebrate today nearly the 2,000-year anniversary of Jesus' transfiguration. 2,000 years! Now that's something to commemorate. Think about it. There's three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and they're led by Jesus up on a mountaintop somewhere in northern Palestine to pray. And Luke, and suddenly, while Jesus is praying, this spectacular thing happens. Luke describes this IMAX experience. This regular guy, Jesus, is suddenly transfigured. He is seen for the larger-than-life man that he is, the Christ, the Son of God. His face and clothes are transformed. His face is in super high definition, like the sun. And his clothes are shimmering white. And as if that wasn't enough, the two all-stars from the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah, suddenly appear right next to him in similar exuberant glory. And what are they doing? They're talking. They're talking about what's to come, about Good Friday, and about Easter morning. Ironically, in the midst of this IMAX experience, the disciples are asleep. With three larger-than-life people and the surround sound of voices of Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, and the disciples are asleep? Asleep! Fortunately, though, for the disciples, they catch the tail end of this IMAX experience. I imagine they are jolted awake from the surround sound of voices like that. They go from deep sleep to wide-eyed awake. And in this IMAX experience, we almost know intuitively how they feel, right? Shock and awe. They are flustered. They're stupefied. They're afraid. And Peter speaks without thinking, like he often does in the Gospels. He puts his foot in his mouth because he doesn't know how to react. He doesn't know how to respond to this miraculous event happening before his very eyes. And quite frankly, neither would we. And yet, right in the middle of Peter's proposal to build booths, he's suddenly interrupted by a voice from above. Suddenly, all other voices are drowned out, muted, as the voice from God, the Father in heaven, bellows out, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Whoa. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Don't speak, just listen. And don't focus your attention on listening to the surround sound of voices going on in our culture. Listen to him. First and foremost, above all other voices, we are told by the Father in Luke's gospel to listen to Jesus. Don't speak. Listen. This morning, in the near 2,000-year celebration, we are invited into the IMAX experience of Jesus' transfiguration. And this Ash Wednesday, which, can you believe it, is this Wednesday, by the way, folks, we are invited to watch and listen to Jesus. And that's what the season of Lent is all about, isn't it? The telling of the greatest story ever told. The story of God who so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son. The story of God's great love for us, Scripture said, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Don't speak. Listen. Look. Experience Jesus in IMAX atop the mountain, gloriously transfigured, larger than life, surrounded by the sound of his voice. this Lenten season and every season of our life, we listen to Jesus. But this will be difficult. You know as well as I do just how hard this can be. Because outside of this sanctuary, out there in the Monday through Saturday of our lives, we are surrounded by voices. And most of these voices do not have God's interest at heart. Let me repeat that. Most of the voices that we are surrounded by in the everyday Monday through Saturday of our lives, they do not have God's interests at heart. You know the voices I'm talking about. The sound of Nike, the voice of peer pressure saying, just do it. Just try it, just once. No one will know. It's the voice of Burger King echoing through our culture, have it your way. Because it really is, after all, about me having it my way. I mean, my body, my choice, right? Or it's the sound of rumors spread around school or work, gossip blasted all over the internet. It's Facebook posts, Twitter tweets, Snapchats about coworkers, neighbors, family, or friends. Or perhaps it's the terrible voice of bullying. Whether it's to your face or behind your back. Whether it's in public, at school, or at work, or on the internet, through social media. It's the voice of the deceiver. A voice telling you or telling someone you know, you are worthless. You have no friends. No one likes you. You're insignificant. Ugly. Don't bother coming to school or work. But don't believe this voice. Not for a second. And don't let others listen to this voice either. God loathes this voice. He utterly despises it because it sounds nothing like him. And it has absolutely none of his interests at heart. However, are not these voices, voices of peer pressure, of gossip, of bullying, are they not some of the most common voices we hear throughout our everyday lives and our everyday culture? They're voices talking all the time. So what voices are you listening to? And are you listening to Jesus? Brothers and sisters, let the voice of God drown out all other voices. Drown out peer pressure, drown out gossip, drown out that terrible voice of bullying, and listen to Jesus. Listen to him right now in this sermon. Because the words we hear from him are so powerful, so beautiful, so life-changing. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for you. And I take it up again for you. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet he shall live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die in the age to come. Don't speak. Listen. Because these are the words we hear from Jesus. I value you completely. I am your friend. I love you. I care for you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are beautiful, my precious child. These are words of eternal promise and everlasting life and love and hope and value, words of forgiveness. Words spoken to us earlier in the service by Pastor Vern, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. Words spoken to us at the baptismal font, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Words that will be spoken to us later at the altar, take, eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. Words spoken at Jesus' ascension, I will be with you always. And the words, I'm coming again for you. My beloved child, don't speak. Listen. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. I want all of us to say that out loud together right now. Everybody ready? Let's go. Listen to Jesus. Yes, as the family of God, we listen to Jesus. Amidst the surround sound of voices in our everyday lives, we listen to him. We listen to him at church. We listen to him daily in prayer, whether individual prayer or prayer with others. We listen to Jesus and we let his word and his will shape every aspect, every part, every single day of our lives. It's not just Sunday. It's Monday through Saturday. It's Sunday through Sunday. His voice surrounds everything we say and do and think. And now, having heard the voice of God, we now go and we share his voice with others, that life-changing word. And we do this through the Monday through Saturday parts of our lives in very simple yet significant ways. As the Apostle Paul says, we speak the truth in love. Our words encourage and build others up. Jesus says, love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also are to love one another. When we see or hear a peer that is being pressured to just do it, we step in and stand by their side, supporting them, helping them to say no to the negative voices and yes to listening to God. And when we come across someone who is being bullied, whether in public, at work, or school, or over the internet, through social media, we step in and we speak the words of Jesus. We speak the voice of God. We seek them out and we tell them. We tell them from the bottom of God's heart and from the bottom of ours, you are loved and valuable, precious in the eyes of God. To practice this, I want all of us to say this so that when we go back out through the Monday through Saturday of our lives, I want us to be able to say this to other people. So right now, I want you to turn to someone near you and look at them and say, you are precious, loved, and valued in the eyes of God. Do that now. Yes. Truly, each of you are loved and valued, precious in the eyes of God. What voice do we listen to? Listen to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.